comes with different aspects of the davening of Yom Kippur. But just familiarize you with certain reasons for certain things. And Mincha, hello. Okay, fine. Okay. Mincha of Yom Kippur, the Vidu. Mara says so. And then right before we begin davening, we have Tefillah Zakka. That minute was begun by the Chayyolim. And minute here in Yeshiva, this would say an extra vidui right before Kol Nidre. The reason for these three vidus is the Gemara says that the Pasuk says Ki Vayom Hazeh Echapar Aleichem Etayer Eschem Ekol Chatoseichem Titoru. Now, there's a difference between Tahara and Kapara. Tahara means Kapara Slicha Mechila v'Kapara all refer to the onesh that comes from a chet. But there are two aspects of a chet that a person does. One, it's machayev him an onesh. The other, it affects him as a person, it changes him as a person. It's matameh. It separates him from a Kadosh Baruch. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about Tshuva, it says, "Kama gedola ma'alas ha'tshuva." Tshuva achieves a lot. Emesh yesterday. This person was mugdol me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He was separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene'amar, avonoseinu hayu mavdilim, beinenu v'neichem. That every time a person does a chet, it affects him as a person. Every time a person does a mitzvah, it affects him as a person. Every aspect affects my neshama, affects my personality. L'tov l'ra. L'tahara means that a person changes his personality and achieves taharas nefesh. Pasuk says, "Ismei Hashem titaro." That u'machoyev. Not only on Yom Kippur, but as we arrive on Yom Kippur, to make every effort towards Taharas HaNefesh, confronting our Averis and going through a Vida for our Averis. That's why, before we begin our davening on Yom Kippur, we say a Vida. Now, if you take a look at the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur and the general Seder of Davening that we have, regular Shmona Esrei. He has a V'chein Tein Pachtecho. V'chein Tein Pachtecho is an aberration on the concept of Malchus that we have in HaMelech HaKadosh. We begin with the regular Yom Tov Shmona Esrei. Atina lana shagoy ba'av as yom kippur maze v'slicha v'mechila slicha l'chaparo v'limcha bo as kol avanosim. Yom kippur is a day that if used properly, I say if used properly, a person certainly achieves a level of getting rid of many of the onshin, the punishments he would have had for his different averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us bi'av. That means even though normally a person does something, he's supposed to pay for it, and his own issues, as if it were a chov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the chov. And that's given to us bi'ava, because that's sort of a bonus that we really don't deserve. Then the bakasha is mechala b'nosein b'yom kippur b'nosein. We ask HaKadosh Baruch to actually do that. At the end, we have vidui and the yud gimel midah. Then we have the vidui on. We have the vidui. There's a very big difference between the vidui and Hilchos Tshuva. It's a very important idea of Hilchos Tshuva. I mentioned the Shuvas on Wednesday. Sometimes people, confronting the idea of Yom Kippur of Tshuva, nowadays everything has to be quantified in a lot of detail without viewing a total picture. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva, Kol mitzvah sheba Torah v'netzeh ben lo saseh, every mitzvah in the Torah, whether it's an aseh or lo saseh, im over odom alachas mehen, bein bezodin bein b'shkoga tishiyatz Tshuva, Yoshim Echeto, Chayv Lehizvados, Lefnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Ram says, when he does tshuva, and he changes, goes back from his chait, has to say vidui. Ram mitzvah aseh achas, she Yoshim Hachotim Echeto, Lefnei Hashem Vehizvad. This is a very interesting mitzvah. Mitzvah's tshuva. Because let's say a person decides to go to McDonald's, get a cheeseburger. So, clearly awesome. So, why does he have to stop getting cheeseburgers at McDonald's? Not because mitzvah's tshuva, because it's also to get cheeseburgers at McDonald's. And because it's also, it has to stop, so what's mitzvah's tshuva? So that's what Ram says, Kishi Yoshu, when you stop eating the cheeseburgers from McDonald's, then you have to take certain extra steps to solidify that change in behavior. Change in behavior has to be followed by a whole bunch of things. And what does it have to be followed by? So Ram says, Vidui. And what is Vidui? First of all, chayav lehizvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. When you say vidui on Yom Kippur, what do you say? Elokeinu velokei avoseinu. Pass the lifnei hakel. Just stopping behavior without confronting what I did was a chet. I violated the rotzen, the commandments of the Melech Malchim Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not enough. I have to lift the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not only stop behavior, I have to express in words what the different steps I'm going through. It says, Ketz and Mizvad, Omer, Ono Hashem. You have to say the words Ono. The Gemara says, Minayin Shem Mizvadim Ba'ono. How do we know we use the word Ono in Vidur? Shenamar, both Moshe Rabbeinu, Ono Chotoho Oma Azeh Chatoa Gedol. When Moshe Rabbeinu confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Chet Ha'egel, he used the word Ono. The Gemara says, Minayin Shabon. How do we know that that's for Doros? And here the Rambam says, Ono, Hashem. Ono means please. I'm desperate. That sense that I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that I violated his tzivui that he gave me for my benefit. That's how you have to begin. Please, I'm in desperation. Get stopped by a policeman for speeding. Say, please don't give me a ticket. Okay. That's in the smallest, lowest level of anything. Confront Melech Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and violated something that he asked and gave you for your benefit. Has to be a sense of desperation. Please. Oh no, it has to be a sense that now I'm a Balchov who's trying to get a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive the debt that I owe. Oh no. Hashem. And that's because he's saying Lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu. The Rambam defines it in the mitzvah. It's Mechatu Lifnei Hashem. Chot Hashem Chotosi. It has to be two things. Hakar Sachet. I did X and I have to change my behavior. Chotosi Avisi or Shaiti Lufanach. Chet is Shogeg, Avor is Mezid, Pesha is a rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch. Now, what does that mean? Chotosi Avisi Pashaiti. What you should have to cheat each Avera. Was it a Shogeg? Was it a Mezid? Was it a merit? The answer is most things people do are combinations of all sorts of things. You did something b'shogeg. So that means we really didn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu very seriously. Because had you taken him so seriously, you wouldn't have acted in such a way and done such a thing. I ate cheeseburgers and McDonald's. That's HaKadosh Sachet. Barbi Nichamti Uboshti B'Maasai. I have changed. I'm embarrassed. Unless, if one confronts HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, that has to be a sense of busha. How am I, who owe everything I have in life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, standing in front of him without any busha to say, I did X, Y, Z? I've changed. Scharot Olova. Has to be busha. Olam eneni chozer l'davo zeh. I will never do it again. Means the Rambam says the first part of tshuva is change of behavior. Let's say a person, this is a great tiver for cheeseburgers and McDonald's. Well, we're going to call him probably one with a mumalate oven. Okay. You stand there in front of McDonald's, you can't hold yourself back. You want a cheeseburger. First thing true is to stop it. Before you stop that really doesn't make any sense. So you first have to stop it. Then you have to say, okay, I'm not over it, stop it. I'm a kabbal on myself never to do it again. Before that, I've changed, nichamti. I regret what I did. I'm embarrassed in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm a kabbal never to do it again. That is what vidui is, a mitzvah all year on a specific avera. However, there is vidui on Yom Kippur also, a special type of vidui. Rambam says, that Ava Pisha Tshuva Hatzok Yofel Olam Vasaris Yomim Shem Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKibum Yofel B'Yosef and Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva L'Kol Yochiru L'Rabim, and we have to do Tshuva. And what is Havidi Shenogu B'Yisrael Aval Anachnu Chotanah? Vidui Yom Kippur Avo Anachnu Chatanu. Now, it's very strange. The Rambam in Parak Aleph talks about vidui for specific avera. I have to identify I did X. What if we choose the X? I have to say vidui for X. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it just says Avo Anachnu Chatanu. Doesn't say I have to go through every conceivable detail of every one of these video booklets. Why not? Because there are two types of tshuva. And that's the difference between tshuva Yom Kippur and tshuva entire year. Tshuva Yom Kippur is a day when you have to confront yourself as a total human being. Well, what am I? Am I living my life? I have to look at myself as a total being. Because why is it that I have a certain problem doing X or doing Y or doing Z? You know why? Because if I look at myself as a total human being, there's something missing inside of me as a total human being. And that has to change fundamentally. I have to go inside myself and say, okay, what led me that every time I pass McDonald's, I have to get a cheeseburger? Or whatever they're very maybe. I have to look at yourself in a total way. Avol anachnu chotano. I am a chote. There's something wrong with me, that not to down me, but as a way of improving myself. You can't improve yourself unless you look honestly at yourself and see where you're lacking. Hakara sachet is the first part of tshuva. Just like I have to look at each detail of my life, I have to look at myself as a totality. And look at myself totally, go into your thing, okay, why am I doing this? Where am I coming from? What's wrong with me? How am I going to change it? That's a key part of the avodah Yom Kippur. So, yes, on Yom Kippur, you have to be mitzvah for all your specific avodahs. But there's something deeper and maybe more important, looking yourself at yourself in a total way. See? Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu. Now in some Mahasarim they leave out the words ono. Ono tavlu fanecha tfiloseinu. Please listen to our tfilos v'al tzesal l'mitchinoseinu. She'enachnu azifonu v'ksheyora l'om v'fanecha Hashem to tell you lo chotonu. Avo anachnu in the Rambam it's two verses v'avoseinu chotonu. So a certain 40, 50 years ago, I was much younger. There were a lot of I don't keep up with the latest machzorim always, but there were certain avant-garde machzorim that left out the word avoseinu, said it's insulting to say avoseinu chatan. The problem with these people was they forgot there's a posik. His vadu es avonom ve'azvon avosom v'mo'al v'mashamo'al. Why do we say avo anachnu avoseinu chatan? We're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to confront the fact that we're chotim. So who cares? Ach, nach, the answer is what I said before. Avu Chotanu, not just referring to specific things. I have to look at myself and say, listen, I've gotten used to certain things. Maybe my parents got used to certain things. I have a certain pattern of behavior, because that's the way I grew up. I took it for granted, that's what I'm supposed to be. And I have to change it. We have to look, when we look at ourselves as total beings, complete human beings, we have to be willing to question, so why am I doing X? Why am I doing it? What did I pick up when I was younger that influenced me in a certain way? And that's part of our Anachna level saying of Hatan. It's Vadu, it's Hatosa, it's Avona, it's Avona, Avosan, B'mala, Mashamala. Now, then we have the Oshanus. Actually, the Oshanus, there's no period of chet. And that's the essential vidu we have. In the ilu, we always only have Oshanus. Because when we say Abba, Anachno, Vosenu, Chatonu, we're not here to be on the fire of the Chet. Even in Al Chet, there's a Machlokas, Shona Machron, well, that's considered period of Chet. Certainly, Hashem is not. Certainly, the mitzvah vidui in the Ila does not have period of Chet. It's looking at myself as a total being. Hashemnu, Bogadnu, Gozalnu. It's going to be Gozalnu. We stole. What's strange about that is, since we're talking in general, why do we single out Gzela? Gzela is one of many Yisur. The answer is, if you take a look in the Ila, part of the Ila is what? We say Lamar Nechtal Me Oshek Yodeinu. So we'll stop stealing. So again, why is stealing singled out? If you take a look in Tfilazaka tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me hands. The purpose you gave me hands is to do mitzvahs for my sometimes. And instead, I use those hands to do things that were wrong. You gave me eyes to do mitzvahs for my sometimes. Instead, I use those eyes to do something that's wrong. Every part of me you gave me for purpose X, and I use it for purpose Y. Every time, if I would, let's say, walk into your house, let's say I go over to your automobile and I have to go from place X to place Y. I figure the best thing is jump into your automobile sometime, somehow get the keys, turn on the ignitions, go do what I have to and give you back the car. What's that? That's Gzela, right? Straight out. Since that's Gzela, if a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me hands to do X and I use Y, it's no difference than if I went into your car, drove off because I needed it, and then gave you back the car. The yisod of all averis is every averis includes an aspect of gezel. I'm using this world in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not intend the world to be used. Hashem ordered some law table of Yosher, but He gave it to us for a specific reason, for a specific purpose. So gezel's is singled out because gezel is what underlies the idea behind all of this. That if I talk Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a mouth and a tongue and vocal cords to use it in the way He said. If I use that mouth, tongue, and vocal cords in a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want me to use it, I'm taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria in a way which belongs to Him, in a way He doesn't want me to use it. That's why throughout we talk in terms of Gezel, because Gezel is an idea that underlies, if I understand, is a world that was created for a purpose. And creating the world for the purpose and misusing it is stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the where it says, if I take an apple, I don't make a bracha, I'm stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is why. The one pasuk says, Hashem eretz and lo table yoshev. All world belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another pasuk says, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem eretz and lasan levnei adam. He gave the world to human beings. Aye, who does the world belong to? Us and him. The answer to the Gemara says, Lifnei bracha v'acha bracha. Before bracha, I can't use the world. After bracha, I'm allowed to use the world. So before bracha, if I eat that apple, I stole the apple from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't give me a right to... He did not give me a right to eat the apple unless I make a bracha first. That is the concept of Gezel. But God, no, we rebelled. What's interesting is the Rambam writes, "Kol mitzvah shebetorah ben eseh ben lo eseh ben meizeh ben shogeg." Let's say I was sloppy by mistake. I forgot a second with Shabbos. I turned on the light. The tshuva for that. I forgot it was Shabbos. So Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Shogeg explains, had I been very, very careful, had I paid the proper attention to an awareness of Shabbos, I never would have forgot that it was Shabbos. Because of that, what is my tshuva for? My tshuva is my sloppiness that led up to the fact I didn't obey. That's Bogadno. We rebelled against you. Every sloppiness means I don't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu as seriously as I'm supposed to take it. It's rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ashamnu means I'm guilty. There is famous place of labor. We'll talk about that another thing. When Yosef confronted the brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? And the poet says, Lo yochlu echo lanos, upon of kinif, again, lanos also kinif. His brothers couldn't answer, they wanted to stay the shock. Medrash says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atachov. Yosef called upon Shabbiachim. Oi, how are we going to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu someday? Yosef was the youngest of the Shvatim, and he wasn't able to answer. How are we going to answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Beis HaLevi says, what's the Medrash trying to tell me? He says, every time I do an Aveira, most Jews, they have a whole big terrace. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Yosef want to do? You know, the brothers had a whole terrace why they sold him. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. There's a whole baloney terrace. So what did he do? He set up a situation that Yehuda, who was one of the leaders, said, how can I do this to my father? What does Yosef do? He says, oh, you're concerned about your father. You're not concerned about your father. But you would have screamed, Ey, chel, lo, avi, banar, enenu, iti. Penera, barashi, so sorry. How am I going to confront my father? Yosef looked at him. I'm Yosef. 22 years ago, you were so concerned about your father, you're not concerned about your father. And what happened all of a sudden? The brothers went into shock. They realized, 22 years, they've been living a lie that they had all this justification for selling Yosef. And all of a sudden they had to confront that it was a lie. Ashamnu means strip yourself of all the excuses. You're guilty. But God, I didn't pay attention. I didn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu serious. Gozalnu, I use the world in a way other than if I work who created the world meant it to be. That's the Aleph Beis in Hashanah Bogat. Okay, that's Hashem next week again.